to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Hey, shalom chaverim. That means hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. Here's the deal about Hanukkah now. We've gone through this understanding that an evil Seleucid general named Antiochus Epiphanes trashed the Holy Temple at Jerusalem, outlawed Judaism in Israel, and had great oppression upon the Jewish people, and a revolt rose up against him.
And understand, the revolt was religious or biblical way of looking at the world versus the Greek or Hellenistic way of looking at the world, God-centered way of looking at the world, or me-centered way of looking at the world.
Now, this Maccabean revolt, named after the Maccabee family that led this revolt, was really a ragtag group fighting this huge Seleucid army. I mean, they had no chance. But after 3 years of tremendous warfare, many lives were lost, much blood was shed. After 3 years, they gained a foothold.
They did, and actually prevailed militarily, which was a miracle. And the greater miracle was that the biblical way of thinking prevailed over the secular humanistic Greek way of thinking. And at that point, Jeff, the first thing on their heart to do was to rededicate or cleanse the temple in Jerusalem.
Yeah, they actually won back the area of Jerusalem that included the Holy Temple, this ragtag group of Maccabean rebels. They won back the Holy Temple, and it was a mess. But they wanted to honor God as soon as possible. So the first thing they needed to do was relight the candelabra that God had required to burn before him day and night.
Yeah, in Exodus chapter 27:20, it says, "You shall command the children of Israel that they bring pure oil of pressed olives for the light to cause the lamp to burn continually in front of the Holy of Holies."
Well, now that light had been out for years.
Oh, the temple was trashed. It was a foreign gods. The altar was desecrated, but there was no light being lit for all the years that the Greeks ruled over the temple.
So the Maccabeans and their small army got together and they start cleaning the temple. But the first thing they wanted to do was get that light relit. Well, friends, that pure olive oil, as we read in Exodus 27:20, pure oil of pressed olives in those days was taken to mean the purest of the purest of the purest virgin olive oil, and it took literally 8 days to purify it before they put it in this holy lampstand.
Now, the lampstand dripped oil into this candelabra, and they found enough oil in one cask that remained unpolluted that would burn for 1 day.
But the legend says that they decided in faith to put that 1 day's oil in, knowing it would take 8 more days till they could purify more oil, and the lamp burned.
Miraculously, not only did it burn, but it burned for 8 days until they could purify more oil.
Now, watch this, friends. What they did was rededicate the Holy Temple at Jerusalem. Well, friends, that's why Hanukkah means dedication. It's the Feast of Dedication. It's not about the Festival of Lights. That's a side to it.
It's not even about the latkes or the spinning of the dreidels.
Yeah, the good stuff. It is about dedicating God's temple back to him, rededicating his temple.
And I think that's why Jesus was in Jerusalem during the Feast of Dedication.
Yes, and watch, you know this scripture, friends, in 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
In verse 19, "Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own?"
See, the temple today is not there, but our temple is. And the message of Hanukkah, friends, rededicate this temple.
Yeah, cleanse it from all the secular humanistic way of thinking.
Yeah, we've been desecrated by the ways of the world and the ways of our flesh.
We've been overwhelmed by all the things of this world, polluted by it, made dirty by it. But God says to rededicate ourselves, to cleanse ourselves.
Just like the Maccabeans shed their blood for the rededication of the temple, Jesus shed his blood that our holy temple could be rededicated for God's purposes to honor and glorify his name. Hanukkah, the Feast of Dedication. Jesus died so that we could be dedicated to God.
Friends, we are Messianic Minutes, two Jewish guys who love Jesus the Messiah. Get in touch with us at messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mashiachenu.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.